Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted to be on air this morning speaking to you, and we're going to have a very special guest, Miss Elfrida Gerald. Isn't that a great name? Elfrida. Elfrida Gerald, who's a vocalist and she's an entertainer, and we're going to learn a lot about her. But of course, you know what we have to do first. We have to give God all the praise and the glory. So we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in this morning to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 read, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of this holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And, Lord, we just ask that you continue to lead us and guide us in a mighty way, and would you bless this ministry to be something that you are pleased with, something that you are acceptable with. And, Lord, we just bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to call Miss Elfrida Gerald, and we're going to introduce her, and then we're going to allow her to tell us a little bit about her music and things that she does in the entertainment field. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Elfrida Love Show. This is Dr. Love.
Hello.
Good morning, Miss Elfrida Gerald.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am absolutely fabulous. How about you?
Great. Thank you for asking. This is Elfrida Love from the Elfrida Love Show. And
hi.
Hi. And on this morning, I'm going to introduce you. Then we're going to go into some questions. Is that okay?
That is perfect.
Great. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you Miss Elfrida Gerald. There is so much. She has so much going on, which is great. If there was one word that could describe Miss Gerald, it would be powerhouse. She's been compared to the great Aretha Franklin, Chaka Khan, Dorinda Clark Cole, and Fantasia, just to name a few. She has also worked in the entertainment field on many cruise lines, and she's going to let us know all of that. And she's been background vocalist for individuals like Sir Elton John, Cher, Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, George Howard, Donny Osmond, The Gap Band, Charlie Wilson, just to name a few. In addition to that, she's played in many commercials and radio and television, such as Coke, Diet Coke, Pepsi, some of your favorite drinks, cough syrup commercials, The Waffle House, The Georgia Lottery. I mean, she has just done some great things in the entertainment field. So I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Elfrida Gerald. Miss Gerald, I'm so happy that you're on the line right now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What an awesome introduction. My goodness. Thank you so much.
Great, great. Okay, so I'm going to begin with the questions. And my first question is, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am from a small town in North Carolina. The name is Morganton, and it's in rural North Carolina. I'm a Southern girl, born and raised, and I love that, and I miss that part of my life, actually, back in North Carolina. And I went to college there, and I went on and attended a Juilliard school in New York. And the history is made after that. I've done so many wonderful things, and, you know, life is wonderful. Life is really good.
That's great. That's great. And you have done some wonderful things. Oh, wow. Okay. Now, you've been a background vocalist for many singers such as Sir Elton John, Whitney Houston, Chaka Khan, and many more. Which of these artists have given you the greatest advice about the music culture and the music industry?
Well, those of us that are background singers will agree that we don't always have time or get the opportunity to really sit down and have conversations, mm-hmm. or at least I haven't, with the artist that I am employed by. And I really never had that conversation, but I have been able to get advice from watching what they do and seeing what they go through and have gone through. And one thing in particular that I like about Yanni, in particular, is that he has a way of reinventing himself, and he finds a niche that he hasn't conquered before, and therefore that gives him a whole new audience. So I think outcome of that would be don't give up and just keep on plugging at it until you find where you need to go, and it'll happen for you.
Great. That's some great advice. Okay. All right. Now, tell me a little bit about your opera talent and being a featured soloist.
I started professional voice training when I was in the seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And those teachers thought I had a really mature voice at such a young age. I wanted to sing gospel back then. But because gospel is what you call a belt, it's a really loud singing, uh-huh. they didn't feel like that would be good for my voice. So they all steered me in the opera or classical direction. Uh-huh. So I started doing that, and all through college I majored in voice, music education with voice and performance. And that just led me down the opera path. And then after graduation and after going to Juilliard, a lot of doors started to open through word of mouth or through contacts that I'd made. And my first time as a featured soloist, that means they call me just to do a solo. I don't necessarily perform a role in the opera, mm-hmm. or it's not really my show, but I'm just a featured vocalist for that moment. I got to sing with the New York Philharmonic, which opened a lot of doors. And then I did a lot of roles. I started doing things with different opera houses around the country, and it just grew from there.
Oh, wow. That's good. Okay. Great. Now, you've had the opportunity to be in commercial jingles in radio and television, and some people are thinking about, you know, going into that field. So can you tell me a little bit about the process of those great opportunities?
Absolutely. Believe it or not, we have a local paper here called the Creative Loafing, and I don't know if I should say that name, but anyway. there's ads in these papers and online for people meeting voice over talent. The first thing would be good if you could get a demo reel of you doing different types of voices. If you could even make up some commercials, just choose something to say of water or lemonade, anything, and write a commercial for it and just go in a studio and record that. Uh-huh. That is something that you can send out to producers who are looking for voiceover talent. Once you get in there, they will give you copies or give you recordings of stuff that you've done, and you can make a reel. And the more voices you can do, the more apt you are to getting a job. So you have to make a reel, and you send it out to the people that are looking for voiceover talent. And it works just like that.
Great. And can you clarify for some of the audience who are new what a reel is?
Thank you for saying that. Well, and a reel is actually an old term. We don't use that right now, but I'm still stuck in the 80s. But a reel is a CD with all of the different voices that you do on the same CD. So if they pop it in, your Coke commercial will come up, and then you do another voice, and you do, you know, a cough syrup commercial, and then maybe you sound like you're from England on one of your cuts. Then you do another type of accent, so they can hear everything you do in the 2 or 3 minute span that you've done on the CD.
That's right, and you have to be creative so that you can capture their eyes. Is that correct?
You do. You have to. If you're not creative, you won't get the job.
Exactly.
And if you listen to the radio, there's so many different types of commercials. You have some that are singing, or you have child voices. Believe it or not, a lot of the voices you hear that are children are actually not really children.
Right.
They are adults who are able to mimic a child. Because, you know, a six-year-old child or a five-year-old child is not going to be able to read as quickly as these people are reading.
Right.
So it's really cool.
Okay, good. Thank you for sharing that information with the audience. Okay. Now, you've had choir for his movie or stage show. What was that experience like, and how were you selected?
Now, that was awesome. That's one of the most amazing experiences of my life. Medea, we all know Medea.
Yes, of course.
It has a lot of, all of Tyler Perry's movies are in different settings, but a lot of them have to do with the church or Christian values. This particular one needed a church choir. And the choir master, Myra Walker, was contacted to put a choir together just for this because of her contacts with the Tyler Perry studio.
Okay.
And she called me and all the other choir members. We all got a call from her. We've known each other for years.
Mm-hmm.
And she chose me as the lead because of the timbre or color of my voice.
Oh, wow.
And what she felt I could bring to it. So she chose me specifically for that role.
Uh-huh.
And it changed my life. I've had a lot of success, and the doors have opened because of that role. I loved it.
Right, right. Wow. That is great. Okay. All right. Now, what advice would you give an upcoming actress or actor or singer?
Wow. You know, this day and age, I think, things have changed dramatically from when I was up and coming. I'm still up and coming, but when I was more up and coming than I am now.
Mm-hmm.
The number one piece of advice I would give is be prepared.
That's right.
Do everything you can to hone your craft, to be the best you can possibly be at what area that you are pursuing. Because there are so many people going for that same role in every situation.
Right.
So if you are the best that you can be and at the top of your game, you will, A, win out over those that are not.
Right.
B, you have studied the role, you have done your research so that you are exactly what they're looking for.
Right.
When you get to the audition or when you get the call, meaning if you want to sing background, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Years ago, I got the call to audition to sing with Yanni.
Mm.
At that point, I had never heard of him before.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that it was an excellent gig, and it would give me a lot of notoriety just based on what the people had told me that told me about the gig. So I looked him up, and I saw that he did opera. There's a lot of world rhythms in his music. Some of the music had gospel overtones. So the reel that I made for Yanni included all of the different genres that I heard in his music, which made me stick out from all the other applicants because I was able to do everything that he wanted. So I prepared myself, and I got the job because I was so prepared and knew exactly what he wanted before I went in.
Oh, that's good.
So be prepared, and you'll get it.
That's right. And you have to have a talent, of course, you know.
You do have to have a talent, but to me, talent is maybe 50% of it. The other 50 would be preparedness, professionalism, be on time. A lot of people don't get hired because they have the reputation of being late or not knowing their lines or not then, and that's a big deal.
Right.
Not to be called because you are late, and so that's very important.
That's right, that's right. Okay. What are some of your long-term and short-term goals for acting or singing?
Well, I would like to do some more acting. I've never really taken formal training, and I would be afraid if I was offered a role that required a real actress. So the first thing I would like to do is to take some formal acting lessons. I've been doing a lot of stuff as an extra, and then when I get there, they either think my presence is strong or they like my voice, and I'm able to move up to the next level. So I like to do that, but singing is my passion, and it's what I really do the best. I think I'm the best. I'm a better singer than actress. So I've done everything in my career already that I can possibly do that's not in the spotlight. I have 30 Feet from Stardom. You saw that movie?
Yes, ma'am.
30 Feet from Stardom. Yes. That's me, and I need to be center stage now.
That's right.
So my long and my short-term goals are to do everything I can to be center stage, more so than I am now.
Wow.
And so that's what I'm doing, and that's why I'm so thankful that you would give me this opportunity to talk to you and your listeners today, in the hopes that I can get new fans. I'm definitely your biggest fan.
Yes, ma'am. I'm your biggest fan, too.
And hopefully I can get some more notoriety, get some more friends to like me on the Facebook. That's a huge, huge deal, and I never thought what a big deal Facebook was until I got into social media.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm just trying to move forward and catch the brass ring and be a star. That's what I want to do.
That's right. Now, Afria, let me ask you something. Have you ever thought about, working with youth in opera and singing? Have you ever thought about that? I was just asking.
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. A part of giving back to my community here in Atlanta, I go to the high schools and middle schools and even elementary schools, and I give seminars. I give talks and teach master classes just for that opportunity to show and to maybe cultivate or get some of our youth involved in fine arts and in music. So I'm a huge advocate of that. And I'm not really a teacher, a vocal coach, but my enthusiasm and the things that I'm able to show them have shaped some lives already. Some kids have come up to me 5 years later and said, you know, gosh, when you came to our school, it made me really go into music and have been an influence for those kids. So a great question, and yes, I do want to do that and be involved in that.
Okay. And so in just summation, what does it really take to be well-rounded as an actress or singer?
Well, my daddy told me years ago to be the best at all of the areas, meaning if they need an opera singer, you know, raise my hand because I'm an opera singer.
Right.
If they need a jazz singer, raise my hand because I am also a jazz singer. Pick everything you can do, be the best at it, so they only need to call one person.
That's right.
And, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just listening.
No, I was just, to me, being well-rounded means you can do a little bit of everything.
Right.
And I love that. I've gotten so many roles and so much work because I'm able to do all of the genres, opera, classical, jazz, rock and roll, gospel, voiceovers, all that stuff I've done. Now, the voiceover part has been limiting for me because it's really hard for me to get rid of my southern accent.
Oh, okay.
So unless they want somebody from the south, I'm not able to do a whole lot of that. But just be the best you can be. That you can. Just be the best you can be at all of the different genres.
That's right. Good advice. Good advice. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that I didn't share or didn't ask you today?
Oh, my goodness. We've touched on about all the major points of my world. I just want to thank you so much for this opportunity. I am blown away and flattered that you would even want me to come on your show, and I really thank you so much, and I just want to tell everyone and all the up-and-coming artists again to just be yourself.
That's right.
And because if you start off your career being yourself, when you get to the pinnacle of it, you know, you'll already be there. So many people start off their career pretending to be somebody else.
Right.
And when they get to the pinnacle of it, or when they get to the biggest part of their career, they think they can just, okay, I can be myself now.
Mm-hmm.
And it messes up everything that they worked for.
Right.
Because maybe the people are not looking for who they really are because they don't know them as that person.
Right.
So that's another little piece of advice I threw in. But I don't know. I can't think of anything else unless you have any more questions.
No, ma'am, I just want to thank you for taking out your time to come on the Afrida Love Show. And if you have any more friends, please let them know about the show and please have them come on because I would love to hear your talents.
Oh, wow, I've got a lot of friends. You just look on there and find who you'd like to have, and if they're my friend, I'll definitely put in a good word for you because I'm your biggest fan, and congratulations on your show.
Thank you, and congratulations to you. And I have one more question. How can individuals get in contact with you as far as any type of concerts or things you have coming up or if you have any products?
Well, my products can be purchased on YouTube. Not YouTube, iTunes. And I got a lot of stuff on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But iTunes.com, just put my name, Afrida Gerald, in the browser of iTunes, and all of my music will come up. You can purchase 99 cents a piece, so, you know, it's cheap for the songs. And for booking information, I sing, as most of you, well, you wouldn't know, but I sing with a band called the Rupert's Orchestra.
Okay.
And it's a 12-piece band, and that's the band that I take with me on the road. So the booking agent that handles all of my bookings, his name is Mark. And you can contact me at mark@ruperts.com, and he does all the booking for me.
Great, great. Thank you for sharing that information. And when I come back to Atlanta, because I'm usually there maybe maybe two times, you know, every 2 years, I'm going to be sure to get in contact with you.
Please do, and please, everybody, come to my Facebook fan page.
Yes.
It's Facebook.com/AlfridaGerald1, and please like my page. It's interesting because booking agents and publicists and managers all look at our Facebook page, to see what we are about.
Yes.
That seems to be how people find us. And the more likes you have on your fan page, the more they say, okay, she's really popular, she has a lot of likes. And I get a lot of jobs out of that.
That's good.
So please like my fan page. But, and I've got too many friends now. I'm at 5,000. So I can't get any more friends on my normal page. So if you come there, we can...
Thank you so much for stopping by. And I know your schedule is busy. I just ask God to continue to bless you. And please stay in touch.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. And you take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Alfreda Gerald from Atlanta. And as you all know, if you could go to her Facebook page at A-L-F-R-E-D-A, and then her last name is Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D. Be sure to go and just connect with her, and she has some great things going on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so much. There are many people on the line. We have a couple of announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great, great morning. It is early. I'm going to bid you a great morning. All right. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, journalists, any positive community leaders, teachers, ministers, please, please, please Facebook Alfreda Love at A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure that you're praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you don't know. In addition to that, just make sure remain encouraged because God is good. Now, I'm going to show you three different links. The first one, of course, is blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. If you click on that particular link, what you're going to get is Blog Talk Radio. That is the hub for the ministry, for the Alfreda Love Show. When you click on that particular button, because many people are asking, how do you follow, how do I receive updates about the show? When you click on blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove, you will see the Love Lives Jesus Ministry featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. You will see that on the right side of the computer. Now, you're going to have to scroll down. When you scroll down, you will see upcoming broadcasts, on-demand broadcasts. You will see many of my ministries and shows, Believe in Magic, Gospel Few Behinds, Love's Top 15. Okay, you keep scrolling all the way down, Pastor Gwen Kinder, God is going to give it, Ministry of Evangelist Linda Johnson, and you're going to keep scrolling down. Please welcome Ms. Catherine Waters. Keep going, praying with love and power. How can God assist you? The Alfreda Love Show, Top 15 Billboard Gospel Artists. You go all the way down, and you're going to see some numbers. Okay, those numbers go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That is how you navigate to view the different shows. Okay? Those numbers right there, you can look all the way from recent, as of today, all the way to the beginning when I first begun. Okay? Then if you scroll down a little bit more and you have a comment, for instance, I'm going to put, please feel free to follow the Love Lives Jesus Ministry. Okay, so in this box, post. If you're having difficulties or if you want to hear a particular show, just put that comment in the box. You're free to do that. That is your box. Okay, what I want you to do is as you're over there, all right, and you want to follow the ministry, follow the show, you're going to look to your left. There's a small picture of me sitting in a chair. You're going to look to your left, and it says follow. All right, now then, all you have to do is press the follow button. Now, you can follow through Facebook or Twitter, all right? So when you press follow, right, then you're going to follow through Facebook or Twitter, all right? Now, many of my individuals Many of my fans, the individuals, they connect with me on LinkedIn, or they connect with me on the radio, or they connect with me in many different areas, okay? They just connect with me. That's how it is. Facebook, LinkedIn, as I said before, MySpace, have many individuals. So I have a lot of listeners, but a lot of people was wondering, how do you connect on Blog Talk Radio? So that is how you connect on Blog Talk Radio. And I want you guys to come over here and listen to these particular ministries as God has placed it on my heart, because we have some great people who come on the ministry, as well as we have some great topics. If you need prayer and power, you know, check out Pastor Gwen Kinder. Check out Evangelist Linda Johnson. Check out Ms. Catherine Waters. You know, check out the Praying with Love and Power Around the World. If you click on number 2, okay, you will see We Are Blessing God. You will see Praying with Love and Power. If you need prayer, honey, we have it. Top 15 countdown on the Afri Love Show. That gives all of our gospel artists. We welcome Ms. Vanessa. She's a producer. Mr. Rashard McKenzie. He's a young man from Big Waco, Texas, who has an anointing with music ministry. Ready or Not, Here God Comes. The interview with national R&B recording artist, Sister Felicia. Thank You, Lord. And then we have the 15 billboards again. We have other ministries such as Praying with Love and Power once more. Meet Reverend Robinson. He's out of Austin, Texas. Phenomenal. If you are in the school system and you need restorative discipline, he's the man to get in contact with. So you want to make sure you look at that. Mr. Keith Douglas. Mr. Keith Douglas was raised in Los Angeles, California. He deals a lot with a lot of the gospel celebrities. He has a book out. You want to read that about business. Keep trying until God says no. If you're thinking about giving up, that's a ministry for you. Giant blessings come from God. That reminds us that no matter what breakthrough that you receive is from God. Amen. Then if you go on and press number 4, and I'm going over this for a purpose because the Lord says that people need to know. God did that. Anything that has happened to you, God did it. Praying with power and love. I want you to really look at Think Big Like Jonah. That's a very good topic because God was giving me the anointing and the word to say as we were ministering with that, Think Big Like Jonah. We had an event at the church, the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church in Waco, Texas. If you're ever in the Waco area, if you're close by Baylor, I know that many of my gospel friends have students who attend Baylor. Let them know about the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. It's right across the street from Baylor University. I am one of the ushers, so I would be more than happy to usher in anyone who comes through that door. Tell them love sent you, because God is love. Amen. Praise God. Love's top 13 Billboard gospel artists. Once again, we are praying with love. The NFL draft. God is drafting us to greater things. Amen. We have, I want to take out this time to go over it with you, because a lot of people want to know. If you click on another number, you have love's top 14 Billboard artists. Breakthrough to get to your destiny. We talk about breaking the chains, being broken. God breaks us so that we can get to our destiny. We become new creatures. Praying with love and power. Thinking on the good things. Love's top 11 gospel artists. We have Miss Laura Vincent. She's a keynote speaker, recording artist, winning vocalist and author. You need to connect with her. Dr. Love, Unscripted Anointing. We just talk about the power of God and how God is able to give us the words to say. We have Miss Sabrina Lofton. She's the founder of Evolve to Love. It's a spiritual advising company. Be sure to connect with her. She's a phenomenal lady. Singer Oya, she's from Los Angeles, California. She's a singer and songwriter. We are praying with love. We have Sister Patricia Tankard. Her family is huge in the gospel field. She's a teacher as well, phenomenal teacher. She works with students. Great interview with her. Prepare for something greater. God is going to give you something greater. You must be prepared, as Sister Alfreda was saying today. Of course, that's the top 14 gospel artists. Kicking the week off right. We're just getting ready and preparing for our breakthroughs. Doc Lewis interview. He has a phenomenal story. He's a great, great, great radio host. He was born brain dead and was unable to speak, but look at God. He's one of the greatest radio hosts in the world. He was nominated at the Stellars, and he's nominated again, so be sure to nominate Doc Lewis, great man of God. Then you have some encouraging words if you just need someone to encourage you. You know, they're praying with love again. We have Horses on a Mission, How to Run with the Horses. We have interview with Thomas Callist, the first African-American to graduate from Texas Lutheran in Seguin, Texas, with a music degree. Amen. Then we have Valley Blessings. God sometimes places us in the valley, but that's a blessing because it humbles us and helps us to respect and honor God more. Uh-huh. Then we have gospel artist Kevin Stewart. He is one of the great gospel artists. He has a lot of things going on in his life. God is doing a lot of things for this young man. Be sure to support him. We have the actor Alvin Smith. He's no stranger to the big screen. He is making movies. He's doing great things. We have stellar nominee. We have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, phenomenal lady. She's been nominated for the Stellar Awards. She has a great song, Too Close to the Mirror. She's been on BET. She's appeared on many different stations. We have Miss Aquila Lewis. She's a poet, radio, and much more. We have Miss Sylvia. She's a poet. She does a lot of great things for the community. We have God Builds a Bridge for Success. We have Psalmist Keisha Rainey. She's a gospel artist. She's a new talent. She's from Nashville, Tennessee. Phenomenal woman of God. She has a lot of things going on in her ministry. Please check her out. We have a powerful move of God with Dr. Love. We have Mr. Femi. He's a producer and a relationship host. So if you want to know anything about relationship, Mr. Femi is the man. Amen. Then we have Praying with Love again. Those are some of the ministries. Then we have Prosperous Destiny. Amen. And then we have Mr. Tom Polino, and he talks about health, and he talks about different major illnesses. Then we have Ms. Vicky High. She's from Dallas, Texas. She was one of the co-hosts of the Love of Jesus Ministry, but she's doing some great things. She's going to school now, but we're going to catch back up with her. Saved by Grace. We're going to have stellar gospel artist that's basically just playing the music. We're going to have protesters, an analysis of protesters slam Oprah for comments. That was a particular speaking topic. It was 51 minutes. I want you to listen to it. And we had Just a Moment with God. We had a rerun of the Selma Show, What to Do with the Promises of God. We have authors and speakers. We have, what else do we have? Let's go a little further. We had some characters just as important. We had Mr. Robert Morris and Mr. Kenneth Barker. We had the actress who played Missy Elliott, Miss Chatrice. We had Youth Success. We had Dr. Love. We had Kiara C. Jones. She's the daughter of a Bronx Brooklyn love story. She began her creative career as a poet. If you continue to go on, we have Judge Maybelline. Amen. She took out time to come on the ministry. We have Miss Keisha Covington interview. We have Miss Belcher, Psalmist Belcher from Atlanta, phenomenal lady. We have a topic, Is Your Heart Convicted? Amen. We have that topic. We have many different topics. Lord, I'm available. We have that. Praying with Love, Dr. Tyson, Loving Yourself, He Rose. We have so many different individuals who have come on the ministry, celebrities, regular people like me, community leaders. We had so many people come on the ministry, and I want you to be sure to connect with these different individuals, and I want you to be sure to follow our Free to Love show, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. Follow the show, blogtalkradio.com/free to love. You will get an email every time the show comes on. There's a follow button right under my picture. There's a follow button, so you just press that follow button, and whoop, you'll be there. Speaking of whoop, you'll be there. Go to alfredaloveshow.com. That's alfredaloveshow.com. This is to producers, community leaders, anyone who is looking for event planners or speakers. Go to alfredaloveshow.com, alfredaloveshow.com. What you will see there is you will see my homepage. If you click on homepage, you will see number one gospel show. You will see some icons. Need a speaker, Love Radio, Love's Interview, School Tutorial Site. We're going to actually take time to go through this as the Lord is showing me because people want to know about this website. So need a speaker. If you click on need a speaker, you'll want to see a bio, all right? And this is my bio, a part of my bio. So my main topic is leaders coach winning teams. I was a former coach, and I still coach in instruction when I go out of town. But I was a former coach, and so I was also in the military, and I apply those principles to being successful and strategically thinking in a way in which teams will be successful. My niche is writing, and my niche is also strategies for test taking. Those are my two niches. And I use that in a coaching perspective mode, okay? I'm also an English major, and education leadership major as well. So that's my bio there. It's a little bit about me if you click on that. All right. For Love Radio, if you want to go straight to the radio station, you just click on it. And right now it says live because I'm on air. And if, once again, when you click on it, if you want to follow the show and you want updates, it's just going to email you updates. You can click on follow, okay? You can click on follow if you want to do that. And let's see, if you go all the way down, you will see all of the ministries. You will see all of the shows that has taken place. You will see all of those things, all right? So you keep scrolling down, as I said before, until you get to those numbers. And, of course, you can just click on those numbers and see all the great shows that we've had. All right? Okay. Now, if you click back, that's the radio, Love's Interview. I had the fun opportunity of interviewing with the Hispanic Chamber. And please watch all of these interviews. They take no more than maybe 30 minutes, if that. And we have some phenomenal students on here. And we also have Dr. Love, I'm the last interviewee. So please be sure to check that out if you want to know a little bit more about me. School tutorial site, we're kicking that off, starring teachers and a little bit the home. This talks about tutoring and math and reading. Writing is the greatest niche, creative writing. We talk about test preparation, practice tests, state tests. I really deal with a lot of strategies with that. Speaking, we talk about classroom management, motivation. I also talk about a lot of teamwork. I used to be a coach, and as I said before, the military. My mission is to equip social systems and communities with resiliency to conquer giant issues in education, health, and religion. And we're talking about globally conquer those issues, such as dropout rates, such as individuals' literacy rates and things of that nature. Our topics is bully-proof in schools, control your metabolism, 5 habits of successful people, which I will explore that pretty soon, move something, motivating the team, your church is within your heart, relationship, religion, and relief. This talks about some of our services. Contact us about us. So if you want to tap into that, you just click on those different icons, then you can go back out, and then you will see, of course, location and contact. With location and contact, this is located globally, although I'm in Texas, because the ministry stretches way out. As you saw, I had someone from Atlanta today, and so I may have someone from Brazil, I may have someone from Ohio, Dallas, Waco. It just doesn't matter. This ministry is very global, and we welcome many different individuals, all individuals who have something to share on the ministry. So if you want to send a comment or a review, or you want to contact me, you can go to onya_love@yahoo.com. We have some gospel artists in the industry, of course. These are some of our gospel artists, some of the beautiful faces and handsome faces of our gospel artists. Please be sure you're supporting the gospel artists, because their music really ministers into our soul. Here's some links. If you want to connect with me also, here's on LinkedIn, okay? You can connect with me. A lot of my business professionals and producers always with me on LinkedIn. And matter of fact, I'm glad that we actually are looking, because I have many individuals who request to come on the ministry. We have senior pastors, and I want to welcome all of those newcomers. We have keynote speakers who want to connect. So we're going to connect with those individuals. Spiritual Guide, if you click on the Spiritual Guide, Amazon.com currently has a Spiritual Guide to go. Okay, so I want you to look at that. Spiritual Guide to go. There it is. Okay, great. All right. And then here are the consultants, some of the consultants, and we're adding more. Some of the articles that we've written is right here if you click on articles. And, of course, there's the radio station again. So we have many shortcuts for the radio station because I want you to really listen to it. All right. Some of the speaking topics that we have consist of school matters, cool classrooms, research-based practices for classroom management. We have bully-proof in schools. Of course, we have health. Now, I was a health major as well. So if you have any questions about health just off the radar, just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want, like, a health plan, then you can still email me, because that's how much I feel about health. I really feel I'm a big advocate of health. And so if you just want, say, hey, Alfreda, hey, Dr. Love, hey, Coach Love, I just need a plan to get me started, then I'm just going to send it to you through email, okay? It's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Move something. What should you move when trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle? We spoke about the First Lady, Michelle Obama, who had that initiative for Move Something, and we saw the effects of it in the schools where students are eating healthier now. One of the big things that I'm really concerned about and I'm really looking into and researching is obesity within our youth from all over the world. We're talking about diabetes, juvenile diabetes, and things of that nature. So we really need to really focus on that and take health seriously. We talk about leadership, 5 habits of successful people. Focus, omitting negative thoughts, communication, understanding key principles, standing on the right side. When we talk about motivating the team, no team member left behind, how does one give value of each person in the organization, purpose, goals, expectations? Of course, religion, your church is within the heart, what is inside your heart? And then we talk about relationship, religion, and relief, burdens or temporary things. So we want to really make sure that we're looking into those aspects because all of these are very important and they're pertinent, okay? When we also look at the different articles, there are several articles that we've written, Help My Class Is Not Responding. That just gives you a little brief overview of how the workshops are presented, then Article 2, of course. Then Love's Author Corner, I am adding some more books. We did have some more authors, and I am reaching out to all of these individuals who's on my Facebook page, who's already here. I have Dr. Alfreda Love, I have Ms. Oprah Winfrey, I have Judge Maybelline, I have Dr. Kim Blanchard, I have Dr. Stephen Covey, I have Ms. Joanna McLennan, I have Mr. Keith Douglas. If any of these individuals know of any more authors, if you know of any more authors, if you are an author, I really need you to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com because I really need you to come on the ministry because reading is also a huge push, not only for our students but for our adults as well. Reading is fundamental. In each aspect of your life, you're going to utilize reading. When we talk about math, really, unless you're an engineer, you do not use all of those formulas, but you have to know those formulas in high school. And so reading is in every aspect of your life. You have to know how to do that. You have to know how to read. So reading is very fundamental. If you want me to add your book to my library and if you want to come on the ministry, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. For the past couple of weeks, I've been speaking about health and focus, and I've been speaking about videos that we're editing. We're going to actually add those videos, okay, because I want to make sure that the videos are correct and the videos are very informative and gives a lot of information and detail to health. But one of the big pushes is diabetes in our youth. And just being healthy and getting the kids active because there are a lot of things such as computers and games that keep our kids inside. And so we need to make sure that they are exercising and things of that nature, okay? All right. And checking on what they eat as well. All right. Now, so we took care of the website. Now let's go to alfreda.hubpages.com. That's alfreda.hubpages.com, alfreda.hubpages.com. If you go to alfreda.hubpages.com, what you're going to see is Ms. Vivica Vox one more time, and I'm going to write some more articles. It's just we've been really busy with the ministry and gigs and shows. But Ms. Vivica Vox will say hello to you, okay, because she is the picture here. She's in the spotlight. And so you will see television and TV shows, celebrities. You'll see effective presentations, social life in school, teaching. You'll see personal health information and self-help, activism, Christianity, radio, social issues, blues music, science. You'll see the mother-child bond. You'll see Christian and gospel music. You'll see a plethora of things in those hubs. And so once again with this one, many people just come and click on the different articles, but if you want to follow, all right, if you want to follow, then of course you have to be on the Hub page. You can follow from Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn. You can follow from those areas, but if you want to follow, all you have to do is click on one of the social media sites, and then, of course, you can just press follow, okay, if you want to follow because you will receive updates when articles are written. All right? Okay. Now, please get out your calendars. You should already have this marked down, so this should be review, but I have a couple of new people on. Please get out your calendars and mark December 18th. December 18th. And I haven't even told you half of what's going to go on at the Big Jingle Talent Show. But mark your calendar for December 18th at the Bell Mead Civic Center. December 18th at the Bell Mead Civic Center. That's in Waco, Texas. But Bell Mead is like in the outskirts. It's about 15 minutes away. The Bell Mead Civic Center. So if you come from Dallas, then you will come to Bell Mead before you get to Waco. If you come in from Austin, you'll get to Waco before you get to Bell Mead. So Bell Mead, Texas Civic Center. Write that down. December the 18th at 6 p.m. December 18th at 6 p.m. December 18th at 6 p.m. All right. December 18th at 6 p.m. in the Loveless Auditorium. December 18th at 6 p.m., the Loveless Auditorium. All right? Okay. And if you have talent, which I know you do, all right, with your talent, I want you to please, please, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. emonya_love@yahoo.com. Please email me if you want to take part in this talent show, because on the 31st, then that will be my cutoff, because I have to get ready to begin to promote this particular event. I have to get ready to begin to promote this particular event. And so you will also see something in the newspaper about the event as well. So please be sure to look in your newspapers. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I really appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in on this morning, this bright and early morning. I want to thank you so much. And I want you to remain encouraged. I want you to continue to catch up on many of the shows that we've had. I want you to replay this particular segment and not only listen to Miss Afrida Gerald, but also go through the process of looking at the different shows, because it really helps you. It helps you make it through. It's God-given, and God always helps us to make it through. Once again, if you've connected with me on LinkedIn, I'm going to get back with you in about 2 hours if you've connected with me. So continue to connect with me. I'm going to continue to have great guests on. And as we get ready to close out the year of 2015, we're looking to run into 2016, God's will, and we're looking for some great things from God. And, you know, as I said before, if you're over at the Baylor area, Baylor University, my church is right across the way. I know a lot of gospel artists are over there. Come visit Great Ebenezer sometime. Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. Come visit that church sometime. It's right by Baylor, and so it's very easy to get there. All right? I really thank you guys for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the Internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.